This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is John Freiler, Deputy Director of Projects at Samaritan's Purse, a Christian relief organization headed by Franklin Graham, son of the famed evangelist Billy Graham. We want to talk with John about how his organization is responding to the devastating earthquake in Haiti, registering 7.0 and perhaps leaving hundreds of thousands of folks dead. And John, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you, Greg.
What reports are you getting in terms of what is needed most with all the chaos happening in the hours after this earthquake? How do you prioritize?
Well, the reports we're getting are, your basics, your food, water, clean water, shelter, hygiene kits, and medical attention. And so Samaritan's Purse, we can cover all those categories. What we've chosen to cover and respond to in this disaster is shelter, provide temporary shelter, provide medicines, provide doctors, provide non-food items such as hygiene kits, and then water, clean water. We're sending water filters down, and also water purification packets called Pure Packets. And so we're sending those down. So those are the four categories that we're concentrating on right now.
John, how closely do you coordinate with the Salvation Army and the Red Cross and the other relief organizations that I'm sure are responding to this?
Yeah, well, typically when a disaster happens in country, they'll have coordination meetings where we will coordinate with other relief organizations and divide up the pie, so to speak. Right now in Haiti, it's just happened, and so we're focusing on the needs we're hearing. Also, we've got a wonderful partner on the ground called Baptist Haiti Mission, who goes back to the 40s. They started there in the late 40s. They were actually friends, the Turnbulls, who founded the mission, were friends with Billy Graham. And so we've had a long relationship with this mission, and, it's a great combination where Samaritan's Purse can bring resources and marry them up with Baptist Haiti Mission, who knows Haiti, been there 50 years, has many church organizations, many schools, networks, and so we're marrying up the resources with the folks with the knowledge on the ground in order to provide the needs we talked about earlier.
John, we talked a lot about the physical needs. What about for those who have lost everything? They lost their home, perhaps family members and close friends, and they're just trying to literally pick up the pieces of their lives. How do you minister to them?
Well, I think first is meeting those physical needs. At this point, people are hungry. They're thirsty. They don't have any place to stay. It's desperate. It's chaotic. And, our concentration is in meeting those physical needs. As time comes about and is appropriate, we will meet those spiritual needs through Baptist Haiti Mission. We've also, the Billy Graham organization has sent some three chaplains down that will be working with the victims of these disasters. And so it's really, we're meeting the needs both spiritually and physically, or I guess I could say we'll be able to preach the gospel in word and in deed.
We're talking with John Freiler, Deputy Director of Projects for Samaritan's Purse. And John, obviously the media attention will be on Haiti for several days, maybe a couple of weeks, and usually it'll turn on to something else. But you've been in some of these devastated places, and I know Samaritan's Purse certainly has, whether it's Indonesia after the tsunami or the devastating earthquakes in a variety of areas and hurricane areas around the country and around the world. How long does it take for folks to really put it all back together?
It'll take a while. It'll take a long time. Haiti, even last year we were in Haiti responding to several tropical storms and hurricanes that swept across the island. But the people, honestly, are resilient, and they will bounce back. This is a big blow. It's unprecedented in at least 200 years, this size of earthquake. It will take some time, but again, Haitians are used to many natural disasters, and we're hoping that if Samaritan's Purse, we can, help them lift our brother up on their feet again and give them some hope.
And how can folks help you as you help them?
Well, Greg, we could not do any of this unless we have donations, unless we receive donations from our donors. And the donor is a part of this. Honestly, all how we're responding now comes from money that has been donated to Samaritan's Purse. We're not using government money. We're not using, it all comes from private donations. And so the donor, our listeners, are very important, and they can be part of this response, because honestly, we couldn't do it without the donors. I mean that. And so if they want to be part of a Haiti response where they know that the people will receive the gospel in word and deed, please give or donate to Samaritan's Purse.
And how do you do that?
Go to our website. It's right there. Just click on www.samaritanspurse.org, and there'll be a banner there to click to give. And really, we can use that. We can use those funds, and it will connect the donor to us, and it'll be a great help.
And finally, I know you have partners, as you've already described, in Haiti. But when do you expect to be sending your first team down there?
We have a flight in the air right now. We have a 12-person DART team. This is a huge DART team, we call them, which is our disaster assistance relief team. Typically, a DART team we send out is 4 people. This one is going to be 12 people. And 4 of those have already left. They're in the air, and they should land in Haiti around 4 o'clock today with relief supplies. We're going to have some continual flights. We're working with a group, Missionary Flights International, out of Fort Pierce, Florida. They have several DC-3s, and we've chartered continuous flights out of Fort Pierce, Florida, where we stage our relief supplies and send it from there.
John, fascinating to learn about what goes into a relief operation. Thank you so much for being with us.
Okay, thank you, and God bless you.
God bless you. John Freiler, Deputy Director of Projects at Samaritan's Purse, to donate to their relief effort, samaritanspurse.org. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.